It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. Well, the future of education is a concern in this country. There's some frightening stats from a recent study that half of all children starting kindergarten this year won't be able to find work when they finish school in 2013. I'm talking with a business futurist who has his eye on the future, Morris Misolowski. Thanks for giving us the time, Morris.
Pleasure, Anthony.
Now, you've certainly got your eye on the future when it comes to this report and study on our education system. What's happening with that? The stats are fairly frightening, I think.
Well, they are, and I think it was 2030 was when the children were not going to be able to. And that talks more about the notion that if we continue to educate our children, as wonderful as it's been, in the same way that we do now, right up until 2030, then they're going to be pretty much unemployable. We need to turn this huge ship of education around now and make sure it faces towards their future and not our past.
So how's the workforce changing then? Are we handing jobs over to technology? What's the problem?
Well, not so much a problem, it's a changing of the guards. We've seen it right throughout millenniums. Every time humans invent some new piece of technology, even on the land when we found the tractor or different ways to farm or look after the land, we then lost people's skill sets and some people lost their jobs. What we're seeing today is a wholesale changeover, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Industrial Revolution. There are lots of new industries on the horizon, but to make space for those, there's lots of them that are being lost along the way, and most of those are in the routine jobs, the tasks that can be taught to a piece of technology or a robot very quickly.
So what you're saying, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, it's just a change.
Well, it's a bad thing for those that are losing their job. Nothing good to be said about that, and we're going to see that unfortunately continue over a while as skill sets disappear. We can't make light of that. But yes, I think in the long term, as we've always done as humans, we will see new jobs, new industries, new careers evolve, and they will be more relevant to our children, and they will be able to find employment if they have these new skill sets and ways of thinking far easier than we ever could.
I want to play a song, come back to you, Morris, and I want to ask you about what the answer is for today's education system. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. Well, we're back talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski about the future of education and the concern, you know, a frightening study that's come out recently, and one of the statistics they are saying is that half of all children starting kindergarten this year won't be able to find work when they finish school in 2013. And we talked about, you know, look, the change to technology, not necessarily a bad thing. It is a change, though. But, Morris, I wanted to ask you, what's the answer for today's education system?
The answer is really with all of us. I mean, we're wonderfully minded parents and community and teachers, but we need to understand that the school we had just doesn't work anymore. The 3 hours that were so important to us need to be only a small part of education moving forward, and I know many listeners are going to rally against that, but our kids are moving into a world where they'll live to 120, work to 90, have 6 careers, 14 jobs, 60% of the tasks they'll do haven't been invented today. We can't teach them for that. We just don't know what it is. So we need to supplement the 3 R's with 3 C's.
Okay, so what are they?
3 C's for me are communication. Our kids are going to have to be able to make themselves understood and to listen to other people. They're going to have to speak across not only the English language, but in all of the various digital media languages. They're going to have to speak across time zones, cultures, really be part of a world where communication is paramount. They're going to have to be able to, the second C, collaborate with each other, because we know the world of work over the last 20 years has been about teamwork, tribe work, and we know that's only going to continue more and more into the future. Collaborate, work together. Education of past has been really about you working in your isolated sphere, proving that you have the skills and talents. We need to push collaboration. And the third C, I think the most imperative, because our kids most likely will need to create jobs, create work rather than find them. So the third job is third C is creativity. They will constantly need to be looking at what they're doing, asking whether there's better or different ways to do it, and being open to change. Our kids will literally flow like rivers in their ability to change, because they know there's not just one way to do it. They know there's no job for lifetime, and they know the industry or the task they're doing could easily disappear. They're up for the challenge. They're not frightened by this. I haven't met a kid yet who's frightened by it, but what they want of us is to give them an education system that prepares them better for this world and less about the world that I had as a baby boomer.
So where's good place to get some more information from, Morris?
As always, businessfuturist.com. Lots of blog writing on the future of education there.
Thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon. It's Radio West.